It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, I want to introduce you to Eileen Musa. I read this story at roadtrippers.com about the ghost town of Cisco, Utah. It was founded in the 1880s and rejuvenated by Eileen. Eileen, welcome to WGN.
Thank you.
What a story.
Happy to be here.
So you were working for the Chicago Park District, right? You were on a flight out to Utah, and someone said you should check out this ghost town?
That's correct. Yeah, I worked for the Kilbourne Park Greenhouse
At
the time.
And so you're out to the Canyonlands Park, and you stopped by Cisco at the time. What did you see there?
Well, I saw a lot of, ruined buildings, and I had never been to a ghost town before, so I didn't really know what to expect. And definitely different than what I imagined. I imagined, an Old West type of thing, but this was more of a post-apocalypse sort of garbage slash, pioneer town in a way. It was all the eras combined.
And the, how old were the buildings, Eileen?
Some of them are really old. There are some dugout buildings that I don't even know how old they are. They were the first type of buildings that were constructed out here, and they're actually underground.
Wow.
There's those in the cabin that I live in is, they think it's from 1923.
Okay.
But they're not sure. Might have been when they started to pay taxes. It could even be older than that.
And so you see your first ever ghost town, and then it starts sort of niggling at you, and you decide, do you want to live there and buy it? How did that happen?
Yeah, that's exactly how it happened, actually. It was just something that I came back home to Chicago, and I kept thinking about it, and I was like, what a weird place. What's the deal? What's the story? And I found the guy who owned these parcels, and I just called him on the phone and explained to him that, I don't have that much money, but I would be really interested in seeing what I could do with the place,
if
I could do anything.
Eileen, did he have a lot of offers on the table?
I think I was the first.
It's fascinating. So then you buy it, and you make it habitable, this cabin that you live in, or tell me the process about that.
Yeah, well, the process was really long, actually. It took me years. In fact, this might be only my second winter where it's actually really nice in the cabin, but before that, I would fix the smaller buildings first. I fixed the little post office first. In the beginning, it was mostly, demolition, I would say.
Yeah,
there was a lot of garbage, a lot of stuff like that, and it took a long time just to get to the bones of the place, and then I started to restore everything. So little by little, it took a while. I'm still working on it.
Eileen Musa is a former Park District worker who bought the town, the ghost town of Cisco, and is rejuvenating it. Now, do you have services there, like plumbing? Do you have water? Do you have an outhouse? What about that? What are the facilities like? Electricity?
There's no plumbing.
Yeah.
I do have electricity. There's no plumbing. There's actually no running water here. Historically, there's never been any water in the ground here. They always pumped it from the river, which is not that far away, but obviously now you wouldn't want to drink river water,
Right.
So I just bring in all my own water from the nearest town, and you just have to be really careful with how you use water, I guess,
So do you have a big tank that you use for bath water and things like that, or showers?
I collect a lot of rainwater for things like that, cleaning up. I have a good rainwater collection system now, so I have a lot of water in these 250-gallon tanks that you can get as they recycle those. They're like totes.
Yeah, sure. Is it a solitary life that you lead?
Not really. I meet people actually all the time. There were some guys here from Denmark the other day, and they were really nice. People come here from all over the world to see it. So I you never know who you're going to meet here, and that's kind of cool. But sometimes it is. In the winter, it's a little bit more so, yeah.
So we're talking to Eileen Musa, who has rejuvenated this town of Cisco. We haven't talked much about the art, but you've made it, in a way, you've made it an art installation, right?
That's correct, yeah. We started a nonprofit, my sisters and I, some years ago, and we have artists that come and stay out here to work on their artwork. So a lot of their work is all around, I guess, throughout the town.
So typical winter, are you the only one there? Are there artists in residence with you then, or is it just you?
In the deep winter, it's just me. The artists don't come until later, just because it's so cold. And, we would like to do that, but it asks a lot of people anyway, even during the nice season. So I think the winters can be pretty brutal out here. It gets really cold, and similar to Chicago. Sometimes it's even colder than Chicago.
Well, what's it? I mean, take me to the dark of winter. Then I'm just interested. Yeah. I'm interested in your strength that you can live there in such a solitary, sort of desolate area or way. Really, tell me what's in your thoughts when you're there.
Well, you know, at first it was really difficult. I would just have like a little space heater, and sometimes the electricity would go out, and that would be kind of rough. But now that I've been working on it for a while, I've got a nice wood stove and firewood and everything like that all prepared and ready for winter. You just have to prepare for winter, I guess, which was a learning process.
Eileen,
when I first came, I wasn't sure.
Eileen, it's December 3rd. I'm sitting in downtown Chicago. I have to prepare for winter. I have.
Yeah, you know how it is.
No, I don't know how it is. That's my point. My preparations are nothing like yours. What's your family say?
They were not surprised. I guess I'm known to do things like this.
Yeah, well, good for you.
They had a hard time like understanding what it meant because they'd never been to a place like this. So
right.
When I tried to describe it, they were just like, "Well, you know, I don't know. We trust you, but we don't really know what you're talking about."
You
so,
haven't
okay.
hosted yeah. Thanksgiving yet, have you?
I've hosted many Thanksgivings actually.
Oh, really?
None with my family, but some with friends. Yeah,
that's fantastic. Eileen Musa is her name. She worked for the Park District and bought the town of Cisco, Utah in 2015 and has been there ever since. It's great to talk to you, Eileen. Listen, find a wind-up radio. We'll keep you company through the winter, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Thanks for talking to us. I appreciate it. That is that takes some special courage, I think, and fortitude. Fantastic. Okay, let's get a look at the weather and traffic now. Kevin Wells has his eyes on that.